Better not sit there and suck it in, because that old spirit can get a hold of you. It's just like I've warned Christians about sneaking off to peekaboo shows and these old sex acts. You can go get it and look at it, or go to New Orleans to Bourbon Street and have all kind of old experiences going around to some of them hot spots. Listen, you might see it. It might be entertaining in a way, but you are taking a chance that stinking old demon that is there to cause people to fall victim to all that stinking licentiousness will get on you or get in you and bring you into bondage. And then you'll have that old insatiable desire to go around for peekaboo shows and pornography and all that mess. No, you can't afford to do that. God said to leave it alone. And the lead said also about these preachers, leave them alone, for they're blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall into the ditch. I don't want nothing to do with none of it. I don't want none of them old seducing spirits to get on me. I don't want any of those spirits of lust to get on me. And I'm not going to where they can get on me. Praise God. Jesus said to come from among them. Come out from among them. Paul said, come out and be separate, saith the Lord. And don't even touch or look on that unclean thing. Leave it alone. Praise God. You can hear enough about it, see enough about it in articles just like this to know what's going on in this generation, in this country in which we're living. And we got to take heed that nobody deceive us and stick to this old book. Don't listen to a preacher when he preaches out of a stinking old perverted Bible, a living Bible, the International Bible, the Good News for Modern Man, or any of these other old, some 55 or 60 perverted Bibles. Get up and walk out and show your contempt. God sit there and listen to that codger. Next thing you know, that old seducing spirit will get a hold of you, that you'll accept a substitute, another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. And then you're hooked. And you'll probably never get your freedom again. God, have mercy on us. We'll know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And let's stay free. Jesus said, if I make you free, you're free indeed. Praise God. Let's stay free. You got free? Then stay free. And that's what the Lord is crying out to us in this generation, to help free people, but also to help keep ourselves free. Paul said, don't be entangled again with that yoke of bondage that the devil had on you when you was a servant to sin. You got rid of that old yoke. It was destroyed because of the anointing. Jesus said, please take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Praise God, my yoke is easy. My burden is lighter than that one you got rid of. So let's take it. And let's ask God tonight to make us servants of freedom, servants that has been set free, that we can help others to be free. Praise God. And in being free, we become a servant of righteousness. And it's manifest in the life that we live. It causes others to see the light that shines through our life. Most people are not going to read this book. They don't even have confidence in it anymore. You open these magazines like the U.S. News and World Report, Newsweek and all. Boy, they're tearing the Bible apart with them smart aleck writers they got. People's going to look at your life and my life, and that's the only gospel and the only Bible they're going to know anything about. And Jesus said, I want you to be my lights. I want you to be my lights. You're the lights of the world. You're the salt of the earth. It don't make any noise, but it's effective. Praise God, light. What could you do without light? You'd stumble around all the time, be in danger. How would you like to eat without salt? My God, have mercy. What a tasteless life we'd have. Those things are silent, but they're important. And that's the witness that the Lord's going to have in this end time. His people has been made free by knowing the truth, living the life. And then 1 Peter 3:15. Praise God, sanctifying the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to everyone that asketh you a reason of that hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Praise God. Don't go around bother them. Just be ready. Thank God you've been set free. You can tell them about it. And that's what the Lord requires of you and I. And praise God, he'll give us that victory. If you don't have it, seek for it tonight. If you don't have that liberty of telling others, seek for it tonight. Praise God. If you're having problems with some old trifling, something, just